Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If you are excited to be alive this morning, I would like you to take a second of your time to appreciate the one who has made this possible. Without God, we are absolutely nothing. Jesus is the reason for our existence, is the reason why we are on the surface of this earth. It's not because of how fervent we are in our spiritual lives. Or is it because of how much we've been very careful with the things we eat and drink? But the Lord has been rich in His mercy. He is a God that neither sleeps nor slumbers. So I want you to take a second of your time to begin to appreciate the one who has made this possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep, deep mysteries in the Word, where we get to unravel revelations and insights from the Word of God. The Lord wants to speak to you and that is why I know that you're in the right place, especially if you are here. And you've come with loads, you've come with baggages, you've come with questions. The Lord is here for you. He wants you to lay it all at His feet while He addresses every of your issues one after the other. If you've been very frequent on this show and you've not been sharing this link, you've not been sharing this message, I want to let you know that you are doing the wrong thing. Because like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. You might just be saving a life from just sharing this message. So I want you to share this message. Spread the word. This might just be the message that person needs today. Be generous with the link. Be generous with the invitations. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 30th day in the month of November 2024. It's a beautiful Saturday and I hope you are preparing for the weekend. It's a beautiful Saturday and we'll be looking at a fresh new topic that says, O Lord, arise. O Lord, arise. This is a prayer. O Lord, arise. Our aim for today is Hymn 29 for Manuel. When peace like a river attended my way. When peace like a river attended my way. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 to chapter 13. 1 Corinthians from chapter 10 to chapter 13. Our aim today is taken from Psalm 7 verse 6. Psalm 7 verse 6. Arise, O Lord, in thy anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies. and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. Psalm 7 verse 6. Arise, O Lord, in thy anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies. And awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 22, from verse 7 to 10. 2 Samuel chapter 22, from verse 7 to 10. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 7, it reads, "In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple. And I cried, and my cry did enter into his ear. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of the heaven moved and shook, because he was wrought. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devoured, coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, our manual reads. In our Bible reading for today, we see that when God hears the cry of one of his children and arises on behalf of that fellow, the whole earth will tremble and the foundations of the heaven will shake. This means that when God steps into a situation, its impact will be felt immediately. Do you know that it is possible for you to get God to rise on your behalf? Like we say in Psalm 144 from verse 5 to 6, which says, "Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning, and scatter them. Shoot out thy arrow, and destroy them." When the battle you are facing is becoming too great for you, and you need urgent divine intervention, you can specifically ask God to rise and come down to the earth for your sake, and he will do so. God sits in the heavens and controls everything that happens on the earth, because the earth is his footstool. However, every now and then, when his children are facing some tough battles, he prefers to arise and come down by himself to fight for them. Like we say in Psalm 68 from verse 1 to 2, which says, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God." When you become overwhelmed and all you need is for your enemies to be scattered, cry unto God and say, "O Lord, arise." He said in Psalm 50 verse 15 that you should call on him in the day of trouble and he will answer you. I have discovered from the scriptures that, and from personal experiences, that whenever a genuine child of God is faced with overwhelming situations and circumstances, and he or she cries for God to arise and fight the battle, God always shows up. In 2 Kings chapter 19 from verse 14 to 19, King Ezekiah cried to the Lord when a mighty army decided to wage war against Judah. He knew that Judah did not stand any chance against the mighty Assyrian army. Therefore, he reported the matter to God. God arose for Judah. And in the same night, the angel of the Lord went into the camp of the Assyrian army and killed 185,000 soldiers. Ezekiah did not even need to raise an army to fight against the Assyrian. God took care of him, of them by himself. Beloved, do not despair when you are faced with seemingly impossible situations. Cry unto God, and he will surely arise to deliver you. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, O Lord, arise and fight my battles for me. O Lord, arise and fight my battles for me. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing, and how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. Remember, you might just be blessing or saving a life. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio. And it's also available on our for mobile app users, Praise Palace Radio on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio, just search for it on any of the mobile apps and you would be able to download. This will give you access to our Open Heaven Hour as well as other amazing shows outlined for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, inspiring, and entertaining. Thanks for staying tuned till you hear my voice again. Until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.